The latest revelations that we heard on the This Week programme here yesterday about a widespread bonus system has only aggravated public and political annoyance. There's talk of a heave against management and the board, but what are the practical options for the company or the government if they want to try and sort out the mess that we have at this point? Paul Melia, environment correspondent with the Irish Independent, is here in studio, and on the line, Trevor Hazlett, who's former chief executive of Northern Ireland Water. And to begin with you, Trevor Hazlett, there was, as far as I understand it, a similar situation of problems and confusion when Northern Ireland Water was being set up. Tell us about that and how that was resolved.
Well, good afternoon. Yes, I've been following the news reports quite closely. Whenever Northern Ireland Water was set up in 2007, there was actually a bonus system, or performance-related pays, I prefer to call it, had reduced, but in fact, since 2007 to date, I think the bonus has only been paid on one or two occasions, and indeed the whole of the staff benefited from it as well. It was really just a recognition payment for achieving targets. So I suppose it's just a bit of bad timing at the moment for Irish Water, to say the least, but from my understanding of it, the bonus system contractually was introduced through Bord Gáis, Nathair Mhíre. So contractually, I think they're probably bound to pay it, but they might have had another look of perhaps doing it another way, which is incorporating something into higher baseline salaries for a period of, let's say, 5 years. But certainly, the bonus payments stopped for Northern Ireland Water staff quite a number of years ago now, with the introduction of no bonus culture across the whole of the public sector.
Now, I'll come back to Paul Melia about the contractual situation for the staff. But, this is one of the latest in a string of problems, from the, money that was spent on consultants, from the, higher running costs, twice the English or Welsh average, from the controversy over people having to give them their PPS numbers, from the utter confusion amongst the public as to what's going on, from the confusion about meters, from TDs having to tweet because they're getting no response to calls or emails, from the confusion over landlord liability. I mean, the bills have not actually been sent out in the post yet. That happens in January. So if that's not to be an utter disaster, who can do what to fix it at this stage? Trevor.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to Paul there. The remedy is quite simple, because it boils down to communications, and I know that sounds simple, but remember, Northern Ireland Water had a similar issue with freeze thaw back in December 2010-11. There was a report and a review done of what had happened and how things could be fixed. And one of the key parts of that report, in fact, was improvements in communications. If something's going wrong, you get out there communication-wise, and you'd be more proactive rather than reactive. Even this morning, for example, I've looked at both Northern Ireland Water's website and Irish Water's website, and any of your listeners can go on and compare them. The Northern Ireland Water website, for example, is more customer-facing now than it was, because it's completely overhauled since January 2011, whereas I think that the Irish Water one is more company-facing. Gives you plenty of information about the company, but if you're going on as a customer, you need to find out a lot more information. But I know they've had problems as well with call handling, which is subcontracted out. The customer has been waiting a long length of time. Again, that was something that Northern Ireland Water sorted out after their incident. They changed their telephony system completely with more lines or automatic messaging. We started to use social media more, the website, which I've just referred to.
From what you're saying, Trevor, they need to be willing to be pretty radical if this is going to work in January.
They do need to be out there, actually, with communications and on the media, on programmes like yourself and on TV, saying, look, here's what's went wrong. Here's how we're going to fix it, how we're going to improve things over the next few months before the bills are issued in January.
Okay, but Paul Melia, I presume... It's the old Irish saying of I wouldn't start from here, but we are where we are, and the bills are going out in January. The government now trying to distance itself from management and saying, you know, our policy was fine, it's the implementation. What can they actually do in relation to the management or the chief executive?
Well, the chief exec is on a contract until a 3-year contract, so that expires in 2016, April, I think, 2016. And really, I think it's in fairness to Irish Water, you have to look and see actually what are they falling down on? Are they upgrading the network? Are they providing clean and safe drinking water? And on those questions, they probably are. Where they're falling down really badly is the communication. And the communication essentially is people are confused, as you mentioned, about landlords and tenants. They're confused about how do they pay. They're confused about why their PPS number has been taken. All of those issues that have been rumbling on for months and months and months now. And again, you cannot go to a website and get frequently asked questions about all of these things, every single permutation. And the key for Irish Water's success in terms of, if you leave aside the argument about the charges as to whether or not they're just or not, that's government decision. If you look at Irish Water itself and see how are you going to be successful, you're going to be successful if people get the information, you're going to be successful if people pay, you're going to be successful if you upgrade the network and you start spending all this money. The difficulty is you're not going to get people to pay if they're not clear about what they're paying for and how they're supposed to pay. We actually had Michael McNichol, the chief exec of Bord Gáis Eirvia, who said earlier on this year at the launch of their annual report, sure, nobody wants to pay for water charges. And that's true, they don't. But Irish Water are not doing themselves any favours whatsoever by this lack of information that's coming out. And it's falling on media to explain all these things. It's falling on whether it's radio or television. Irish Water isn't coming out and going through with people what exactly is happening. They're not meeting with the public. They're not having information gathering meetings. They're doing none of that stuff. So there's a huge lack of information.
So, Trevor, the problem, I presume, as well, is that unless these problems get sorted and get sorted pretty quickly, so that there is, however reluctantly, at least confidence amongst the public that, you know, in paying their bills to this utility, they are getting something back from it. What's the risk if they don't get these things sorted in the next, really, 6 to 8 weeks? Is the risk that more and more people will simply decide not to pay?
Well, I had read somewhere that something like already more than, is it 20% of the customers say that they either won't pay or they're going to be withholding their payment. Now, that's unsustainable if you're trying to get an income stream going to pay for all the investment that Paul just referred to there. But even if you look at the what they're going to invest the money on, there's been a lack of detail coming out about that. I mean, the industry wants to know where all the investment is going to go, but we haven't actually seen anything. And there's a good news story there for Irish Water, which they could get out there and say, look, we know we've had problems with water supply. There's a lot of boil water notices in some parts of the country. Here's what we're proposing to do for the next 2 years to fix that. Here's where your money is going to be going, both in clean water and also wastewater. So there's lots of good news stories there. And in fact, if you look at the long-term water strategy, the draft one for Irish Water, you will see reference in that to a number of areas and a number of levels, you know, where they're going to invest money. But I think they need to be out there explaining to the customers, look, water charging is going to be introduced. Here's the benefit it's going to bring to you as a customer.
And Paul, talk from Michael Noonan today that the difficulties in Irish Water will be addressed. In terms of this review of the board, what powers does the government have there? And is there much of a lever to put pressure on the company to sort things out through that?
Well, it appears that the board's term of office is coming to an end anyway, that it was a short year contract. So that's up for review, as I understand it, next month. So a whole new board, they're talking about formulating it and saying it'll be a board to look over Eirvia and Irish Water. It'll be one board instead of two at the moment. So they can bring some pressure to bear there. But I suppose really it's who sits on the board is the issue. Is there going to be consumer representatives? Who exactly is it going to be? Is it going to be engineers or is it going to be people that actually know how to interact with the public? And the big thing with all of this is that this is a board failure. I mean, the board is tasked and is paid to overlook the operations of Irish Water. And clearly there has been a year now. This all kicked off last January when we had that figure of the 50 million consultant spend. Since then, we've had 10 months of issue after issue after issue with Irish Water. So the board clearly has a job of work to do, and maybe it's not doing it as effectively as it could be. In terms of the communication strategy, that obviously has to be looked at as well within Irish Water. It has to be looked at very seriously and very quickly. So government as well, you know, can whinge and moan about all of these things now. The fact of the matter is, this is an ongoing issue that's been going on for a very long time, and government really only now is beginning to address it and to get terribly concerned about it.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed for coming in to us this lunchtime, and also thanks to Trevor Hazlett, who's former chief executive with Northern Ireland Water.